In the summer of 2017, Emily Martz resigned from the Adirondack North Country Association and announced she was running in the Democratic primary for New York's 21st Congressional District. She lost that bid and subsequently decided to run for state Senate. She is challenging Republican incumbent Betty Little to represent New York's 45th Senate District. Martz says while she respects Senator Little, there are a number of reasons she decided to challenge her.
There are so many opportunities in our region for, given our great public school systems, given our safe communities, given our natural resources. My background is in economic development, so I've helped some of those opportunities come to life. And we need to make sure that we are moving into the 21st century, creating the skilled jobs, helping our farms really become what they should be and need to be and are, which are integral parts of our community and our economy. And people are leaving the region. And so I want to – one of the reasons that I ran for Congress was to make sure that everybody can realize their full potential, and that's what I want to do for this region. So that's one reason, because of the opportunities that we have. And I think we need some fresh voices, some fresh energy in order to help make that happen. And the second reason was because of a lot of what is happening at the national level and wanting to make sure New York and New Yorkers are still able to realize their full potential in light of it. One, we saw back in June, the Supreme Court case in Janus with unions that really infringe upon workers' rights. And also knowing that a lot of people agree that the country is moving towards a place where Roe v. Wade will be chipped away at. And I want to make sure that New Yorkers are fully protected. So it's both in terms of the opportunities that we have, as well as helping to protect against negative things that are coming down the pipeline.
How big a challenge is that to address at the state level?
It's been a challenge because of, in part because of my opponent, who will not allow some measures to move forward. Let's start with the Reproductive Health Act. She will not allow that out of committee. We need also, when it comes to health care, I think the national government should take care of health care. They're not going to do it. And so in Albany, I don't think we as leaders should say it's not our job. We as New Yorkers need to have access to affordable and quality health care. And my opponent is not allowing the New York Health Act out of committee to be discussed and voted on. And healthcare, it is crippling our families, it's crippling our local businesses, and our local governments, and we need to do something about it.
Emily Martz, many times you hear from someone who's campaigning that the primary issue is jobs. What are you hearing from people as you're campaigning?
The primary issues in our district are, as I'm talking with people, healthcare, the economy, which includes skilled jobs and broadband, and then the opioid epidemic. Those are the three top issues that people want to talk with me about and share their own personal stories about. As I said, with healthcare, many individuals have come up to me and they've told me, we have health insurance, but between the premiums that go up 7 or 8, 9% a year and the high deductibles, we don't go to the doctor. And the doctors have shared with me stories about how when patients finally do come to them, it's too late, meaning it's either you have to go to the emergency room now or the illness has progressed so that the cost of treating it is so much higher than it would have been had they come in a month or 2 months ago. Our local governments, a third of their budget is for healthcare benefits. Businesses are in competition with the larger companies and companies outside the region who can provide healthcare. So we need to get everybody guaranteed access to affordable, quality healthcare. On the economic development side, that's my background. That's how I've made my living in the North Country. And I've helped small businesses, including farms, expand by getting new markets, creating good jobs and helping downtowns revitalize. And so the skilled jobs that we're talking about, we're seeing electricians, plumbers, drywallers, contractors getting older and wanting to retire. And there's a shortage already of these good skills. And we're not going to attract people to our area without broadband. And we need broadband. And I want to help finish the last mile. And none of this matters if we don't tackle the opioid epidemic.
An extended conversation with Emily Martz, a Democrat running to represent New York's 45th Senate District, is at WAMC.org. Martz is challenging Republican incumbent Betty Little. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.